Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, we've got a little bit of Smetana, a little bit of Michael Nyman, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Prokofiev, his Classical Symphony. He composed his first symphony, the Classical, while escaping away in the countryside, and that was during a very turbulent time. It was the revolution of the 1917 war, which was in high gear at that time, and he was actually dodging bullets in the streets of Petrograd when he retired to the country. Now, Classical was his own name for the symphony, which was written in the style that, according to Prokofiev, Haydn would have used had he been alive at that time. There were no actual quotations of Haydn that are found in the work, but it was dubbed Classical in any case. And these were the three reasons. First, because it was a simple piece. Second, just for fun, to tease the geese. And thirdly, hoping that it would become a repertory staple or a classic. Well, it has. Today, a performance by the Montreal Chamber Players, with Francisco de Galvez conducting. Thank you. I just love the lilting playfulness in that performance. The members of the Montreal Chamber Players with Sergei Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And moving on to a work celebrating this composer's nationalistic pride for his Czech heritage and country. And I'm talking about Smetana and the Moldau, which was written between 1874 and 1879. Now, this selection is the second of six of his symphonic poems from the orchestral piece called My Country. And it does represent scenes along the river Moldau in Bohemia. He used the technique dubbed, and I quote, word painting, music expressed as though it were a painting to be seen. So enjoy the images that you hear and perhaps see in this performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting. Well, you can definitely hear the crashing thunderous waves and the a little bit of a denouement which settled it down. That was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting and Smetana's The Moldau. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a little music from the soundtrack to an older, well, perhaps you haven't seen it yet, but it was a great movie. It was called The Piano. It came out back in 1993. And it was a film about a mute pianist and her daughter. And it was set in the mid-19th century and on the west coast of none other than New Zealand. It was written and directed by Jane Campion and starred a lot of good names, Holly Hunter, Harvey Keitel, Sam Neill, and more. And the score is also very excellent. It is by Michael Nyman and became a best-selling soundtrack album back when it was possible to do that. But of it he writes, since the character of Ada does not speak, the piano music doesn't simply have the usual expressive role, but becomes a substitute for her voice. The sound of the piano becomes her character, her mood, her expressions, and her unspoken dialogue. Well, he captures all of this beautifully in the score. Let's hear some excerpts. The voice of one that cannot speak. That is music by Michael Nyman. And that comes from the soundtrack to The Piano, which was a great movie which came out back in 1993. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have some time to squeeze in just a little oboe music. Today, some music by Martineau, written in Nice, the south of France. They do have excellent oboe reed cane there, just in case you wanted to know. It was written back in 1955 and is kind of a good-humored and easygoing atmospheric piece. So let's hear oboist John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. This is the Moderato. Oboist John Anderson and the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting. That was the Moderato from Martinu's Oboe Concerto. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on. We've got time, I think, for one more great selection, the incredible artistry of Angela Hewitt. Born in Ottawa, she began piano studies at the age of three with her mother. She also did study violin, recorder, and ballet. I guess that makes her a triple threat. She gave her first full-length recital at the age of nine, maybe a quadruple threat now. She has since performed around the world as a soloist and with orchestras, and is well known for her recordings of Bach. And she began them back in 1994 and finished them in 2005, covering all the major keyboard works of J.S. Bach. So we're going to go back to a recording done back in 1994 in Hanover, Germany. Here's a selection from the Chromatic Fantasia and Fugue in D minor. Thank you. the artistry of Angela Hewitt and what she is greatly known for, music by Bach, and that was a selection from the Chromatic Fantasia and Fugue. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News, Radio, and Culture, coming up with Workhoo.